According to a survey by WalletHub, 46% of Americans are still paying off credit card debt from a vacation they took According to a survey by WalletHub, 46% of Americans are still paying off a vacation they took last summer. According to a survey by WalletHub, 46% of Americans are still paying off a credit card balance from a vacation they took last summer. That means if your vacation costs $2,000, you have a 27% interest rate, that means you paid roughly $300 more for that same vacation. Think about this. What could you do with an extra $300 besides give it to a credit card company? In this episode, we are going to discuss what you should do if you feel like you deserve a vacation, how to prepare for a vacation, and help you avoid some of those pitfalls that we find on vacation that drive you further into debt. All this and more on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things to my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today we're talking about vacation. As a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience, I know how it feels to want to take a vacation. When I was younger, one of the things I used to say to myself all the time is that, you know what? This job is stressful. People are getting me irritated. You know what? I deserve a vacation. I deserve to treat myself because I've just suffered so much, right? And this mentality kind of grows with us. So what do? We take our credit card, we go on the biggest vacation that we can take, and then we come back and we realize that we have to pay for the things we just enjoyed. And I don't know about you, but it's very hard for me to pay something that I'm not enjoying anymore. So it's like, okay, I took a vacation last summer and now I'm still paying for it. The feeling, the good feelings you get from that 1 week or 2 week vacation is gone. But the pain of having to pay that vacation month after month after month just weighs on you. One of the first things we need to address is this idea that I deserve a vacation. The reason that we say we want a vacation is for what? We want to get away from some of the things that are stressing us out during our normal life. Why do we feel that we deserve a vacation? Many times it's to get away from some of the stressors in our lives. When we talk about God, we want to build a life that we don't have to take a vacation from. So if you feel that you're overwhelmed at work, maybe family life is not going the way that it should, we should start addressing those problems first. Because going on a vacation, all that does is delay the resolution of these problems. So what's going to happen? You're going to go on vacation, you're going to come back, and you're still going to feel those same feelings. You don't need relief. You need solutions. When I was younger, one of the things I didn't account for were unforeseen expenses. When we go on vacation, especially when it's out of state or even out of the country, there are expenses that we just don't know that we should have prepared for. Maybe we have never been on this type of vacation. We're talking about transportation. You're talking about restaurants. You're talking about excursions. Maybe there's an activity that's going on in the city that you want to participate in. We don't think about some of these expenses. And since we're already on vacation, we have this sunken cost fallacy. Well, I've already spent $2,000 to get here. What's an extra $200 or $300 to enjoy maybe a special show? So now that this vacation is over, you're feeling really good. You have all these memories. You've taken a lot of pictures with your camera phone. You've posted them onto your Facebook. You've gotten 100 likes on everything. And guess what? 1 month later, you're addressed with that bill. And that's when the memories start to fade away slowly, and the reality of your life comes together, and you realize that vacation wasn't worth it. So all you really got from that vacation was a bunch of pictures, maybe some video, a brief break from all the stressors in your life, and a big $2,000 bill that you're going to have to pay over the next 3 to 6 months because you don't have the money. So how do we avoid this? How do we make sure that the vacation that we are taking is going to not only be good for social media, but good for our health? Why do we say that we deserve vacation? We say that it's for our mental health, say that we have stressors, but vacations don't solve mental issues. People solve mental issues. You cannot distract yourself away from solving problems. We need to get away from the I deserve it myth and focus more on the I've earned it reality. Not only are you going to be debt free, but you're going to have a sense of accomplishment. Like, I've created this myself. I've earned it. I've worked. I sacrificed. And because of my sacrifice, this is what my reality should be. At the root of credit card debt is this ideology of I deserve it now. Not that I need to delay gratification or I should make sure that I have the resources to obtain it, but I deserve it now. Think about it. This shirt may be $100, but I deserve it now. I don't need to save for it. This new couch, this new TV, this new iPhone, this new app, whatever it is, I deserve it now. And if you don't have it, you have to borrow the money. I'm a firm believer is that what we have is what we have earned with the work that we have produced. So if you don't feel that you have enough, that means no matter how painful it feels, you have to produce more. You have to figure out a way to show your skills, to monetize your skills, go where your skills are appreciated. How much does the purse cost? It costs as much as anyone is willing to pay for it. It could be a junky $1 purse, but if someone pays $1,000, it becomes a $1,000 purse. It could be a $10,000 purse, but if people only want to pay a dollar, it is now a dollar purse. Same thing with your skills and resources. So if you feel that you don't have enough assets, we need to earn enough to pay for these wonderful vacations. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some things that we do deserve. Everyone deserves human rights. Everyone deserves civil rights. Everyone deserves a sense of equality or equity. All those things are very important to humanity. But when it comes to money, it's what you earn. One of the co-hosts on Dave Ramsey actually had this to say about debt and going into it for the sake of a vacation and the vicious cycle that comes from it. It reads, I think if you're going into debt for a vacation, you're saying I deserve this. And so you buy something that you can't afford and you go into debt for it. You start paying it off. But before you can finish, you see something else you deserve and you buy it on payment. I think this is a perfect quote because it explains the vicious cycle that we put ourselves in of pain and pleasure. So now that we talked about the dark side, how do we have the perfect vacation? The first thing we're going to do, we are going to research. We're going to research the hotel. We're going to research the flights. We're going to research the accommodation, the amenities that may be available for us. Is there anything that we could take advantage of while we are on vacation? You're going to build your dream vacation. No matter what the cost is going to be, you're going to put the activity and you're going to put the dollar amount. Now, once again, we can't foresee everything. So to this budget, we are going to add 20% for incidentals. Now that we have our ideal vacation, what we're going to do is take care of our finances. We are going to pay back the money that we already owe. So before we start thinking about going on vacation, let's think about paying back the things that we had to have on a day-to-day basis. The clothes that we had to have, the shoes that we have to have, we are going to pay them back first. This way we can alleviate ourselves of this debt. Unfortunately, that is the sad reality. During that time, you got the pleasure of acquiring that asset without paying for it. Someone else paid it for you. So you got to enjoy the new TV. You got to enjoy the new couch without paying for it. Now we need to pay. It is only right. If you're going to borrow, make sure that you pay it back. Then traditionally, we are going to accumulate 3 to 6 months of saving expenses. The reason we're going to do that is because we want to protect ourselves once again from the downside risk. If there's anything I want you to take from this podcast today is that we want vacation to be a proactive response to a happy life, not a reactive response to a bad one. We are going to address our issues. We are going to get them resolved so we can enjoy our vacation. Now, what are some of the pitfalls that we want to avoid when going on vacation? The first is that we want to avoid going on a bigger vacation than we can afford. Yes, some people need a vacation. I understand that. Maybe you even earned a vacation, but what have you earned? Did you earn a trip to fly internationally to Dubai and rent out all these sports cars and stay at the Ritz Hotel? Or did you earn a staycation where maybe you stay at a hotel, you enjoy the local city or nearby town, and come back rejuvenated? You have to determine what type of vacation you can afford in the time frame that you need it. The second pitfall is taking longer vacations than you can afford. Sometimes going out for a whole week sounds great, but you may be only to afford a weekend vacation, 1 or 2 days locally or within driving distance. Sometimes taking shorter vacations will help you get through some of your difficult times. It gives you a chance to reset, to regroup, and come back refocused and refresh. If we're having issues, if we're feeling depressed, or if we have a little bit of anxiety, let's talk to a professional to get those issues resolved. Let's talk to the people that are causing us some of those anxiety, adjust our life, pray, and get into a better space. So vacation is exactly what it has been intended to do, a place for you to rest. If you're subscribed to our channel, we want to say thank you. If you are not subscribed, what are you doing? Make sure that you like, comment, and share. It is all free. So if you want to do something, you could do that for me. Well, that's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.